Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
That's the old man version of Chris Broussard. And yes, it is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Woo-hoo! Man, it is a Worship Wednesday. Is that what it is? It sure is. And what a program and show we have for you today here on Fox Sports Radio. And as always, we're coming to you live.
We'll do it live.
That's right. TireRack.com studios. And we are the Odd Couple broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, free fast shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be, indeed. And welcome in to the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Chris Broussard. Great show for you today. Andrew Brandt, the former Packers VP and sports columnist for Sports Illustrated and The Athletic. We'll talk with him in the first hour. Eddie House will do some NBA. He'll be along for the second hour of the program. And also Tank Williams, the former NFL DB and Yahoo Sports NFL analyst. We'll talk to him in the third hour. But so much to do, so little time on this program. Be around, stick around for the entire 3 hours of the program.
So little time.
That's right.
Wow. Okay.
What's going on, Mr. Chris?
I apologize. I got home from doing First Things First and ate some fish that my wife cooked that was delicious. And honestly, Rob, lost track of time.
What do you mean? What were you doing?
Lost track.
Wow.
I was just eating. And it was so delicious. I mean, this is some of the best fish My goodness. It was
And then
fantastic.
You said, maybe I have a radio show I need to get
Well,
on.
I did. I thought it was about 6:58 Eastern, and instead it was like 7:02. I said, oh, my. So I apologize to you and the listeners for being a little bit late. But let's get this party started. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. DJ Alex Teichert is in the house. Now, Rob G is at home. So who is in the studio?
We got Patrick in today.
Patrick, okay, producing and on the updates.
Hey.
Our man, the loquacious Brian Finley.
And Chris, before we get started on this Worship Wednesday, let's send out love and prayers to Rob G, who's has a little medical issue he's going through. That's why he's at home for a little bit. We did the Inside the Parker podcast, which will drop later on today, Chris, and he's all right. He's in good spirits. He's bouncing.
He's fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He got to be home. I'm also going to say, since, hey, it's a Worship Wednesday, Rob, my men's organization, the King Movement.
Yes.
We are having our national men's conference. We call it the King Summit. It's the 8th annual King Summit in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Anyone in that area, I mean, it's going to be men from all over the country. But anyone in that area in particular or nearby, come on out. It is from Thursday, March 9th through Saturday, March 11th. And we'll have Brian Dawkins, Rob, the Hall of Fame football player. He's a keynote speaker on Friday.
Who I interviewed during the Super Bowl, yep.
Yes, Jason Avant will be speaking, the former wide receiver in the NFL. And other great speakers. We got workshops on finances, career development, being a husband and a father. So a lot of great stuff. We got a hip-hop cypher and basketball tournament, 3-on-3. So come on out. You can register at kingsummit.org. That's kingsummit.org if you're interested. It's really a lot of great information and fellowship for men. So check that out, kingsummit.org. All the brothers, all the men of all races, you are welcome. So please come join us.
Awesome. And good luck with the Philadelphia Summit. Where was it last year?
Charlotte, okay. North Carolina. Sure. We've done Memphis, Atlanta, Charlotte, and now
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Next year's Cleveland. Yes, next year is Cleveland. So, all right, Rob, let's get to this NBA stuff. And Patrick Beverley running his mouth.
This is who he is, Chris. This is not shocking, right?
I'm not mad at him, but here he is on his own podcast talking about playing the Lakers twice in the next 23 games. Oh, we don't have sound. But basically, Rob, he said his goal is to knock the Lakers out of the playoffs. Rob, it's refreshing. I'm tired of all these players that, you know, they want their boy, they boys and they friends and they don't want to hurt each other's feelings. It's all love. You're going to be fine off the court. But on the court, Rob, do you think Michael Jordan had the Knicks of Patrick Ewing, had a team led by Charles Barkley, I guess the Sixers at that point in the Eastern Conference. Do you think Michael Jordan, if he had a chance to knock them out of the playoffs, late in the regular season, do you think he would have wanted to do it, or he would have been like, nah, I want that Patrick's my man. I want him to make the playoffs.
No, he's trying to knock them out the playoffs.
Thank you.
That's just it. It was like our pigskin pickoff. I wanted to win. We do a show together every day. But who wants to win? I want to win. If we're keeping score, I want to win. What part don't you get? Chris, if there's no score and we're throwing the ball around in the backyard and we're just playing catch, there's no score. Nobody's going to win. But as soon as we're picking a score and we're counting new runs, and we're hitting, I want to win. I want to have the most runs. I want to score the most points. I want to get the most football games right. I want to knock down the most pins. What part don't you get?
You want to win Sources Say.
Exactly.
I want to win Tyshire's Tower of Trivia. No, I totally agree. Rob, we've golfed together. Let's just keep it real. We are both horrible.
Right.
We are both horrible golfers. However, when I go golfing, I like to win, but I know I'm typically not going to win. But you know what, Rob? I got to keep score. I got to keep. I might shoot 115.
No, you're going to keep score regardless.
I don't want to go out there and just hit. I can't do that, even though I'm horrible. I can't go out there and just hit the ball and not keep score. It just doesn't even make sense to me. So I'm with you. I'm cool with Patrick Beverly saying this. Here's what I want to throw at you, though, Rob. If LeBron and the Lakers don't make the playoffs, now that would be the third time in his 5 years with the Lakers. Will you consider, and I look, he'll have next year with the team as well, but to this point, will you consider the LeBron James era in L.A. a failure?
I know most people would automatically say no because they won the bubble championship, and they won a championship. He came here. Obviously, if he didn't win one, then that would be a layup. We wouldn't even be doing the top.
Right, right.
Okay, right? That's the obvious. So let's eliminate the obvious. We get it. Well, he won a we know he won a championship, okay? I just want everybody to know we're not acting like right. He didn't win. But if you would have told me that LeBron James came to L.A. and he would miss the playoffs three times and make the play-in, right? Is that correct, Chris? Or the one time they was that the play-in when they lost, correct?
I don't know about them.
Yeah, they lost to
Golden State in the play-in game. I don't know if that was the only one they need. They made the playoffs 2 out of 4 years is all I know. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, play-in's so confusing. I follow it. I like it. But,
right, but
no, I don't remember who won what little game in the play-in.
But the one they lost to, but they were in the playoffs.
They've been in 2 out of 4
against the Suns. You remember, right? That was
That was the year I believe
they made that
they
was
beat
the one,
Golden State to make the
to playoff. Make it in. Okay, yeah. All right. My point is, no way would you have ever imagined that LeBron James would miss the playoffs and expanded playoffs in the NBA, where 20 of the 30 teams make the playoffs, and I'm talking about the play-in. When you add those extra teams that they're in a playoff game, and I know they don't officially make it, Chris, because you got to win two of them to get to one of those last seeds. But essentially, LeBron would not make the playoffs three times in a five-year stretch, considering how well he's played personally. That's the part that I think you would be – if I told you beforehand – LeBron James would average 30 points. And you remember last year before he bowed out, Chris, he could have won the scoring title. You remember before he had a chance to win the scoring?
38 and 7
right.
are his numbers, basically.
And this year, again, he's putting up historic numbers for a guy in year 20 of his NBA career. But when you look at everything that has gone on here, it has to be a disappointment if you're a Laker fan.
Disappointment and failure are two different things.
A failure.
I believe.
That LeBron James did not come to L.A. to win one championship, maneuver to get Anthony Davis away from the Pelicans, and set himself up to where he could make a run at getting the six championships like Michael Jordan. This will be a failure because LeBron didn't accomplish what he wanted and what he thought he would be able to do, along with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and passing him and being in L.A., all cool, all good. But what he was able to do with the Lakers and the moves that they made and the way he played, this would be a failure when you look at his the other parts of his career.
I disagree. He came here and won a championship. The Lakers had been out of the playoffs 6 straight years or 5 before he got here. He gave them a ring. When the talk was that he was going to L.A. or wanted to go to L.A., I said, be careful. You ain't going back to Cleveland. You're not going to Utah. You're not going to Sacramento. Orlando, you are going where they win rings. Heck, you're not even going to Boston, which has one championship in what, the last 20 years or something like that? I know they have a ton historically, but they haven't won consistently in decades. The Lakers, every major superstar who's even close to LeBron's level, other than Elgin Baylor, has delivered a championship. Jerry West, check. Wilt Chamberlain, check. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, check. Magic, Kobe, Shaq, check. LeBron James could not come to L.A. and not win a ring. And I don't want to hear anything about the bubble, Disney, Mickey Mouse. Everybody was Disney, Mickey Mouse. Kawhi and Jokic and Jimmy Butler and the Celtics and Giannis, all of them were playing under the same circumstances. So it wasn't an advantage. It's not a cheap title. It was legit. And LeBron won his championship for the Lakers, so it was a success. I'd rather that. One championship, 3 times out of 5 years, you miss the playoffs, than to make the playoffs all 5 years and never get a ring. And, Rob, on top of that, these are years what? 17. No, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20 for LeBron. Who's leading the teams to championships in those years of their careers? Outside of LeBron James. Nobody. Michael Jordan didn't even play that many years. So Kobe certainly wasn't coming close to championships at that stage of his career.
That sounds
Kareem
good.
Kareem was, but he had Magic, and he had Worthy, and he had a bunch of studs around him. He was averaging 10, 15 points a game.
But you can't believe, Chris, that LeBron, if he wants to play 3 or 4 more years, and he's playing and not winning a championship, helps him at all. The longer he plays and the less he wins, the worse it looks. And I'm not saying it's going to change his legacy.
The worse it looks compared to Michael Jordan.
Is he
dropping below second?
No, I'm just saying, but the way when you look at his career, you go back and go, even people who might want to have that narrative, it's a harder narrative if you play 24 years.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of Mobile Tire Installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Doesn't win four championships.
It well, just, let's it's see a, if he gets to 24. He's in 20 right now.
I'm just saying, it's a harder narrative. So
no, I, look, when you're debating him versus Michael Jordan, I agree. You play all these years, you only win four. Yeah, it's a notch in Jordan's column. But, again, are we dropping him out of the top three? Are we dropping him out of the top five? No, I'm certainly not. And, Rob, he's going to have so many individual records that it's still going to be hard to drop him a notch or two. And so, nah, I don't consider it a failure at all. Rob does. What say you? 877-9905. Quickly, Rob, let me ask you this. If they make the playoffs, say they make it 3 out of 5 years, but they get beat in the first round or don't get out of the play-in, would that change your mind or it'd be the same?
It would be the same.
Okay.
I just think with the team that they put together and LeBron playing as well, I think people expected more. I know the people of L.A., while they're happy that they did get that championship, the last few years have been torture for people in L.A.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is this, I guess, make the playoffs or not, as long as they don't go deep in the playoffs, has the LeBron James era been a failure in L.A.? I say no. Rob says yes. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Here's how. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. If they don't win a championship this year, is LeBron's tenure in L.A. a failure? Rob says yes. I say no. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? And real quick, I don't do this very often, but I want to give you guys some props on all the mentoring you guys do. Listening what Chris has got coming up here in March, both you guys do a hell of a lot of good things for young men out there. And I want to give you guys some props for that because I love hearing that stuff. And keep
Thank
that
you,
up.
Mark. So, we appreciate definitely. That, man. I really appreciate
well,
that. Thank
yes. you know, both of us are very, we think it's important. And mentors are very important and people who can give you guidance. A lot of people are walking around on this earth without any guidance. And, that, you know, you need some.
I'm going to say this quickly for the upcoming generations, the young men out there, it should be your father. And if you're a father, you should be that mentor. I never heard the word mentor growing up, Rob, because my father was there. And most of the, and I'm talking even about black kids, most right. of the black kids around have fathers. So that mentorship has become huge over the past few decades as more and more fathers have not been there for their children.
But
in
also,
the home. So that's
I agree. There's a degree of that, but also in these jobs and businesses and stuff
well,
that people do.
Jobs is one thing, but
I'm talking about as a mentor.
Yeah,
you know, people. When I was growing up, I didn't know anybody black who was in the media. I didn't. Nobody looked like me was on
there
TV.
Wasn't that many.
Had a column. You know what I mean? No, I'm saying right. So that's why it's important for people to also have mentors. But the point, well taken.
Definitely.
Thanks, Mark. Go ahead.
Definitely. And real quick on that, hey, Chris, just remind them what fathers are. Daughter's first love, son's first hero.
That's right.
Remind those young
men
of that.
That's right, brother.
Remind those young men. On this topic, I don't consider it a failure because, first of all, he came to win a championship. He broke Kareem's record. But the guy who let him down and didn't allow him to do any more was the guy who keeps breaking down Anthony Davis. I mean, he had just played more games that would exist.
Mark, that's too easy.
What happened to Durant without having Kyrie?
Right.
But, Mark, that's too easy.
With Mark.
He teamed up with the guy who had a history of injuries. That's what you signed up for.
History.
That was the chance, but
it's been worse in L.A.
But Chris, look at his injuries over his career. He's been hurt a lot. I'm not saying
not like this though.
He's been hurt a lot. Thanks, Mark. Anyway, Albert,
more than 70 games twice in New Orleans.
Albert, which for him in West Palms, you're on the
yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
I want
to
Kyrie.
I want
to hello.
Yeah. What do you got? Turn your radio down.
What the job you guys do mentoring people. Yeah, LeBron, I think he's great. But that one championship, Rob, you're right. It was a Mickey Mouse championship. The season was cut short.
How is it Mickey
Mouse?
They
had like a week off in between during the playoffs when these old guys were tired and hurting. It let them regroup, okay? So they didn't all have the same thing. You're talking about younger guys versus older guys. So
did he have any advantage that other guys didn't have?
The regular championship. But LeBron,
did he have any advantage? Can he hear us? Did LeBron have any advantage that other teams didn't have?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest live here in the TireRack.com studios is a former Green Bay Packers vice president. Also has a newsletter called the Sunday 7 newsletter and a podcast, The Business of Sports, and a friend of ours from the old network, Andrew Brand. Andrew, how are you?
What's up?
What's up, guys? Always a pleasure to be with you. Hope you're doing well. You know, with me, when it comes to the NFL, most people kind of when the games are over, their schedule dies down. Mine perks up. So I'm kind of I'm the odd guy. I remember seeing you at ESPN. You're in the middle of basketball season, and everyone else from football has gone home, and I'm there because I got to work all that stuff.
That's right. And look, you wrote a very interesting column, something Rob and I have often talked about on SI.com about – I'll just read the title.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover – everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Big quarterback contracts are not the problem. Salary cap management is. Now, there is a perception out there that, you know, if you overpay, not even overpay, if you give your quarterback market value, $40, $45, $50 million, that's just going to be hard for you to build around him. You say that is not the case. Can you explain it?
Yeah, I get frustrated hearing those kind of things as someone who managed the cap for 10 years with one of the highest paid players in the history of the game at that time in Brett Favre. Listen, it's a $225 million cap. It's actually more than that because teams have rolled over from 2022 into 2023. So some teams have 230, 240, 250. And half of the rosters now, at least half, are on rookie contracts. So let's say 30 players, give them a cap number each of $30 million. Now you got $200+ million to pay 25 players. And I think what's important to point out is that a lot of this is cap management. It's not the $40 million, $45 million, $50 million a year to your top player that gets anyone in trouble. What gets teams in trouble is this push out that we hear about all the time. So you take a big salary, you make it a signing bonus, you push out the cap problems for the future, and then you deal with it then. But for the short term, you're going to have low cap, and for the first couple of years of those big contracts, that's not an issue. What teams get in trouble is it doesn't work out. So they got these holes in their cap for 30, 40, 50 million of players no longer there. But that has nothing to do with paying your guy. So I just get frustrated hearing that sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of times it's cop-outs from general managers who are people who want to make excuses on or asking players to take less and all these other things instead of, man, that's your job. That's not my job. That's not a player's job. But that's what's being peddled out there. Let me ask you about the New York football Giants and Daniel Jones, who I guess he had a breakout season, 15 touchdowns in 17 games. I get it. They made the playoffs. He played, looked better than he had previous years. What would you do if you were the Giants? I mean, reportedly they offered him 5 years for 190. I'm not a believer in him, but what would you do if you were running the Giants?
You know, this is the problem, Rob. There hasn't been a middle class, and you always expect a middle class, right? But there hasn't been. There have been these rookie deals. There have been backup deals for $8 to $10 to $12 million. And then there's the $35 to $40 million, $50 million deals. I think Daniel Jones and Geno Smith should be in this middle ground.
Right.
Maybe the 20 to 30.
Right, right.
And
right.
I know that's a big range, but can you get them to take that? So if you don't get them to take that, they're going to say, put me on the market. And they don't want to put them on the market. So then the discussion becomes franchise tag. At $32 million for 1 year, is that a good deal? Well, it's certainly more than they would ever think to pay Daniel Jones because they didn't even put the option on him, which would be like $18 million.
Well, that tells you something. That they weren't believers, correct?
Something changed. Now, again, that was the old regime. So the new regime obviously feels better about Daniel Jones, and I think if they don't get a deal done, they will put that $32 million tag on him. I mean, I see a deal for Daniel Jones in the $28 to $30 million range. Whether he'll take that, I don't know.
Before we go further with some of the individual, you know, scenarios out there, is it fair to say, Rob kind of alluded to it, but again, you constantly hear you can't build, you know, if you give so-and-so $40 million, you can't build right. around them, or we can build a great team because our quarterback's on the rookie deal. Is this just simply put owners and teams not wanting to pay players? Pulling the wool over the players' eyes.
I think it's a cop-out. I don't see any reason why they can't. Now, what they're really saying is, we screwed up the cap.
Yes.
So, but people have to realize.
And we want you to help correct it, okay?
Exactly.
By bailing us out.
So how do you see the Lamar Jackson thing? And he wants a fully guaranteed deal, a la Deshaun Watson. Owners don't seem to want that. Take us through what you think the Ravens should do, and why is it even? Is it again just greed that the owners don't want to guarantee these deals?
Yeah, Chris, this has been the most intriguing negotiation for 3 years running, because he didn't get a deal in his fourth year, he didn't get a deal in his fifth year, and now we're into his sixth year. I don't get it. You know, I think people have criticized Lamar being his own agent, but he's the only one, not Russell Wilson, not Kyler Murray, not Derek Carr, that has really pushed the envelope on making Watson a precedent rather than an aberration.
Yes.
You know, that's, as a student of this myself, everyone asks me all the time as an expert, like, hey, Andrew, why don't NFL players have guaranteed contracts like NBA and Major League Baseball? And it's right in front of us. Like Deshaun, for whatever you feel about him, he set the table. So now it's up to agents and players of top players say, yeah, that's our precedent. Don't tell me that he had teams bidding. Don't tell me. He's precedent. It's on the books.
Right.
Yet the teams, and like even Denver, the richest owner in the world, he said, no, we're just not going to do that. We'll give Russell Wilson your standard 2 years guaranteed, and then we'll see what happens. They'll probably cut him after 2 years or three. So I commend Lamar, but the problem, everything I just said is academic because of this weapon management has called the tag. Right.
Which is a terrible deal that the players, like, I still can't even get over that they agreed. Andrew, just help me. Not only the tag, but also – no matter what deal you sign, they could ask you to take a pay cut, right? If you don't perform well, but you can't open up the contract if you play above the contract.
Right.
Who signs a deal like that?
Every time I criticize the CBA, people come at me from that side because I was rumored to be in line for the job of DeMaurice Smith. And I never chased that job. I'm not after that job. But I do think they're deficiencies. Listen, franchise tag's been in there for 30 years. Every time I say to someone, why don't you push on the franchise tag in the negotiation, I hear, it only affects 10 people a year. The truth is it does not. It affects hundreds of people. Why? Because if Lamar is not getting a free agent contract, that depresses quarterback salaries.
Thank you.
And for every time someone slaps a tag, there's 10 or 20 or 50 others that where management, like me with the Packers, use the tag but didn't slap the tag, use it in negotiations. I did all the time. I'm like, well, we don't get this done. We got the tag. And that's what teams do. Mm. So whatever they're negotiating with Lamar, the Ravens, yeah, okay, we got the tag. It's a weapon.
How realistic do you think it's that he refuses to sign the tag?
Well, if you're tagged until you sign, you're an unsigned player. You're not fined for any mandatory mini camps. You're not fined for off-season workouts. But in September, you want that $2 million a week check. So I think he could stay away, but I can't see him staying away in September. But apply some pressure. They got a new coordinator. You're going to do new coordinator without Lamar? So it really comes down to, is he going to accept a non-fully guaranteed contract? And And that to me is the question.
Before you go, do you think Lamar should? Because I've even said it. They're reportedly offering him $133 million guaranteed on a 5-year, $250 million deal.
Yeah.
I've even said they should go up to 200 and he could take it. Do you think, bump that, he should not accept anything less than a fully guaranteed contract?
You know, someone from familiar with his camp asked me the same question. And I said, listen, if it was me, to get this done, I would say, okay, Ravens, I'll take the 133. Done. Mm. And end the deal at 3 years. So we'll do 3 years, 133. You can't tag me.
Yep.
And you have precedent for the 3 years with Kirk Cousins. You don't need to talk about Deshaun. But just cut it off after three. And if people think I'm not going to stay healthy, great. But right. After 3 years, at age 28, 29, right, he'll get another huge deal. So I think that's what I would do.
That's a great plan. And the Kirk Cousins precedent is already set. He got 3 years fully guaranteed.
Right. Years ago.
Yeah. Years, so I think, all right. Andrew, excellent stuff, man. We really appreciate it.
And tell us about the new, what do you have, a new newsletter? Andrew,
podcast,
tell us about it.
And newsletter.
Yeah, Sunday 7, I do every Sunday with all these thoughts, and I bring in different ways to look at things. So people seem to enjoy it. I got 30,000 people. So sign up if you haven't. Just go to andrew-brandt.com. And, of course, my Business with Sports podcast every week as well.
All right, awesome. That's our man, Andrew Brand. We'll get you on again, man. Great stuff.
Appreciate you.
Talk to you soon, guys.
Yep, see you. More iCouple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, the NBA All-Star game on Sunday night, ratings were 20. It was the worst ever. Worst ever rated All-Star game in history. 27% drop from the previous low.
Wow.
And as much as I love the NBA, and I watched the game, tough as it was, and I love All-Star Weekend and the dunk contest and all that. And the dunk contest was fine. But, Rob, good for the fans. You got to send the players a message, man. That was absolute garbage
and Chris,
on Sunday night. And it was completely disrespectful of the fans. I'm sorry.
No doubt about it. And people, if you think people are just going to keep showing up and keep watching no matter what you give them, Chris – you can't do it. I don't care what sport you are, Chris, or how mighty you think you are.
Right.
Seriously. People will reject it and flip the channel and they turned away. They're like, I'm not watching this. The same thing, Chris, you're a basketball guy. I've been covering the league since 1987. Unwatchable. We both use the same word, unwatchable.
Yep.
As somebody who's covered many NBA All-Star games and our careers, and fans are disgusted. And I mean, if Adam Silver really doesn't think that was an indictment of what the fans saw, man, you better wake up. They're telling you, we don't want this. We don't like this.
And Rob, it's interesting because in his State of the Union address, you know, State of the League at the All-Star, he talked about how, you know, they are asking about load management. And he said it's not a problem. You know, it hadn't shown in the ratings. They've maintained the ratings. Obviously, the fans are selling out arenas still. And I'm glad this happened because I don't know. I mean, maybe those numbers are true. I don't think he's lying. But, Rob, I'm a huge basketball fan. Everybody knows that. And I'm tired of looking forward to Golden State and Milwaukee only to find the stars from each team sitting out because they want to.
Right.
If you're hurt, you're hurt. We get it.
We get that. We're not telling people.
Right. ridiculous.
You remember when Anthony Davis went out there, Chris, and played? You remember to hobble out there to play? That's not what we're talking about.
No,
he was hurt.
Absolutely. Right.
He was hurt.
Right. And that's the other thing, Rob. Where in the world is the correlation between this load management and guys being better in better health? They're not.
I don't see
it. Getting hurt. Kawhi Leonard's been load managing his entire career. How's his health? He's played the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we're like amazed. Oh, my gosh. Kawhi's actually playing every game except for back-to-backs. Like, it's ridiculous. And Greg Popovich started it. Don't ever forget that.
No, he did. Greg did start it. I remember Chris Stern fining him $20,000 for a big game against Miami. This is when LeBron was down there. And they sent home his three best players and Danny Green too. Like, they put him on a commercial airline.
Rob, I'm gonna be honest. I don't think David Stern would be putting up with this stuff. Do you remember? I can't remember where it was or the year, but the rookie sophomore game was atrocious. It was pretty much like what we saw the Sunday night. And Stern chastised the players. That is not what NBA basketball is about. I mean, he went off. And now we got that in the main game. We got 2 hours left. Keep it locked. Ah, a couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.